health of our family members or schooling of our children and toilet paper, not having toilet paper in the house, you know, in those days, you know, everything seemed to be a big worry. And I started journaling at that time and realized, you know, through my journaling, so I would sit down to meditate. And, you know, obviously it's a difficult practice and a process when you meditate because your mind keeps wavering, right? And the entire idea is you bring your attention back to breath, which is what I was focused on. And it wouldn't settle on the breath, like not even for 2 seconds or 3 seconds. So I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, at the end of every whatever session I do, like a 2 minute, 3 minute, 10 minute, 20 minute, I'm going to open my diary and I'm going to write about what I was thinking. And I did that twice a day. You know, every time I would practice, I would sit down and write my thoughts. And very soon I realized, maybe, you know, 2 months down the line, I realized that my thoughts had a pattern. So, you know, in the sphere of like meditation and mindfulness, a lot of